As a brand new student in the 2011 iGEM program, I was very unsure of what the process would entail. To my surprise, we spent a whole month sitting down as a team, brainstorming what the project would be and how we would actually follow through on our somewhat lofty experimental goals. After many weeks of discussions, it was decided that our team would develop a sensor that could monitor toxins in the tailings ponds found around the open pit mines of the oil sands in northern Alberta. Unlike all of my class and lecture work to date, we were given free rein to implement our plans, with our facilitating professor acting as a sounding board and a collaborator rather than an authoritarian dictator. This created a system where we as students began to see what made an idea more feasible, and we quickly started vetting and iterating upon each other's ideas before coming to our professor with a more developed version. Through this approach, we found a way to combine chemistry, biology, and engineering into a sensor system that would work in the murky and contaminated water of the tailings ponds. We jumped at the chance to follow through on our idea and were able to turn this from a concept into a prototype within 5 months of lab work. We gladly worked long hours and embraced the challenging experiments, even though we had to learn skills and concepts that we had never come across before, or even knew existed, in order to make our system work. We learned a lot, from time management and collaboration to how to approach a subject that you have zero expertise in, and we had an incredible time tackling this together as a team. To top it off, when we presented this at the world stage in October and November of 2011, we were awarded the Best Experimental Measurement Approach Award for our novel sensing system.